Happy Black History Month, y'all. I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Naricia. So happy to be in the month of February, even though with the snow. Man, I feel like 2021 is not providing us with the relief that we wanted.
Girl, tell me about it.
Yeah, but we're not here to talk about the snow. We're here to talk about our personal experience related to the dreaded crisis that I think most people who have been through the U.S. educational system have experienced. They've experienced it or they are experiencing it currently.
Right. We're talking about student loans. And today we'll be talking specifically about if our college experiences were worth the price we paid for it.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, because I actually checked and we do have a few international listeners, thank you, by the way. It's like thousands of thousands of people, you just know, waiting to hear what we have to say.
But, okay.
But for those thousands of listeners that don't know, most countries, I think especially in the West, but the US, we have this amazing thing called credit. And most people live their life on credit. And if you cannot afford something, you can still get it with credit.
Yes. Yeah. That is true, and this extends also to our higher education system. So after high school, if you truly want to go to college here in the United States and you can't afford it for one reason or the other, which honestly, most Americans can't afford it, you have the options to get loans, student loans to be precise.
Yep, and the crisis I spoke about earlier is because most people cannot actually afford to pay back their loans, which ultimately leads them to ask the question, was this worth it? Because let's be clear, if something is free and you don't like it, you're not tied to it. But if it costs you thousands of dollars and they're not feeling like the results, then that's a whole nother story right there.
I agree with you, Narisa. So you and I, we've definitely spoken about this in depth, you know, in the past. But I have to ask you here, was your college degree worth the price you paid for it?
So I'm just going to go ahead and give like a flat out no, it wasn't. And yeah, it just wasn't. What about you?
To me, when I think about my experiences, some of the things that I did while in college, I think it was worth it for me. But I will be quite honest with you. When I left college and seeing the amount of student loans I had, I began to question, like, was this really worth it? However, mm-hmm. when I learned that the average American, you know, who went to college has about 30 or something plus loans, you know, basically debt once they leave college, mine isn't that much. So when I compare, I'm like, I guess it wasn't that bad. But overall, you know, it wasn't an awful experience for me. I will say, though, there were a few times where my mental health wasn't exactly good. Because let me be clear, y'all. College is not easy, okay? It is not easy. But overall, I'll say it was worth it for me.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, that's true that college isn't easy. But then again, like, most things aren't. But like the main difference between the college and the things that are not easy is that college, you kind of pay for that, for the things being hard, not just while you're in school with your mental health, but once you graduate, you know, most people graduate with crippling debt. So you're sort of paying for that in a weird way.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think that during this pandemic, we've seen how a lot of people are just trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do with their student loans, right? At the beginning of the year, last year, to be precise, when this pandemic started, the government basically put like a pause on some payments for student loans and a pause on the interest, right? And now, and I think you're going to talk a little bit about this, our new administration has done a similar thing because student loans debt is really that much of a crisis in the United States. So yeah, you know, again, when you go online, most of the times, you know, you see the average American, you know, talking about loans and talking about how they would love to have their loans honestly canceled, you know.
Absolutely. I'm on that train. Cancel it.
Yeah, no, definitely. So yes, I've definitely seen a bunch of people saying, you know, how about they just cancel all the loans and just give us that relief, you know, the relief that we really need, especially in a time like this when a lot of people have lost their jobs and there's uncertainty in terms of living conditions and things like that, you know, because we are in a pandemic. So, and then there are some people who are just like, dang, was my degree even worth it? So, you know, I've definitely seen those debates, you know, and people just trying to figure out what the heck they're going to do in terms of loans.
Yeah. And that's actually just a lot of people because when we're doing research for this, which I kind of said, like, we didn't need to do research simply because we know people and we're like college age students. Well, not college age, but we were like maybe 2 years ago, I guess. And we've been through this whole system. So I think based on our interaction, I was just like, yeah, we don't have to do research. But when we say so many people, we mean like 1 in 4 Americans, because 1 in 4 Americans have student loans. And I remember one of the, like you said, our government just did a relief package until September 30th. And that was actually one of the silver linings when the pandemic started, besides quitting my shitty job at Bloomingdale's. Just having to like pause that payment. And now that the new administration has extended it to like the 30th of September, it just feels like it's a good thing. But then it's not enough for so many people who would have to figure out how to start paying for it, you know, after September 30th. But that's like a whole other issue. We're gonna just dive into like our path to college, because I personally think we can do a whole episode about like the pros and cons of like the whole student loan program thing that the US has.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, definitely, right? Look, we're not saying there aren't any pros to an education, a college education to be precise. You know, for some people, it really is their main shot for achieving an education that they may not have otherwise have access to, you know, when you think about the loans, you know, having access to that money to be able to actually have that education and ultimately, hopefully have that job that you want. So yeah, I do see that there are pros there as well.
Yeah, and I agree with you. Definitely that. And again, one thing that I just kind of want to establish on this whole thing is that I think you and I would both agree that college in and of itself is not a bad thing. Like, higher education is a plus always and forever, but I think our main focus is just like how we go about getting that. That's not like, does the ends justify the means of whatever we're trying to achieve? So, but yeah, I definitely agree with you that they do have there are some pros, and for some people that's the only way that they can get what they're trying to get. But I will say that but hindsight is 2020, and I would say that even though I had access to that, you know, to go to college, I would have benefited from going through another path, which is a decision that I can make with, you know, the benefit of hindsight and just being a little bit older. But before we get started, let's talk about how we viewed college as little bit of schoolers and high schoolers. Vanessa, I know you're about to like turn you're about to be another year older.
Be careful what you say. Be careful how you're going to address me getting older.
Yeah, but yeah, anyways. But if you can like think back to maybe like 50 years ago when you were in middle school, how was college being talked around, you know, when you were in that space? How did people talk about college around you?
Can I just say how disrespectful it is that you're making me sound like I'm a 50-something years old lady right now, or 60? Yeah. Anywho. So in middle school, you know, middle school is around the time my sister and I actually moved to the United States. And I spent like a month in a school, and then I actually ended up getting into this college program called Hartford Youth Scholars Foundation. It's a brilliant program. I got to give kudos to them. For basically the foundation of my education here in the United States. So during that time, we learned a lot in that program. Mind you, I was going to school and also doing this program. And I learned a lot about SAT preps. I learned about college in the United States. We did things like, you know, college trips and things like that to just give us an idea of what that looks like. Mind you, we're in middle school at the time. Yeah. That program also helped me get into the high school that I ended up going into. So in terms of middle school and high school, college was really the focus. Like it was the next step. It was a natural next step. And that program and going into high school prepared me for college. It was a natural thing to do next.
Yeah, that makes sense. I do remember that program. I think you got your first back book from that program.
I did. And then
Man,
I
I was
did something
jealous.
really. I did. I got my first MacBook from that because we needed the MacBook, to do our assignments and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a rigorous program, but I'm so thankful, so grateful. I feel like I don't even say that enough, for that program,
Yeah.
and how it's shaped my life so far. But yes, I did get my first MacBook from there.
Yeah.
And I also ended up doing something really stupid that caused it to get bad. Do you remember that?
Yeah, your dumbass wanted to clean it, and you cleaned it with like, you sprayed Clorox or like water on it or something.
I sprayed Lysol all over my MacBook. Again, I will always just say I'm from Cameroon. I did not have a computer back then to use, period. So I didn't know how to properly clean my computer, and I saw the Lysol butter that says it kills 99% of the germs, and I was just like, if there are germs on this computer, I want to clean it. So I sprayed the whole MacBook with the Lysol and hence destroying it. So yep,
Yep.
there's that. There's a
Is
move on. Let's
yep.
stop talking about how dumb I can be. Let's move on.
So it sounds like college was the natural next step for you, and that's honestly the same thing for me. I went to a high school, and I actually had the opportunities to sort of be in two high school at once, one for my education and one for work. And for those of you who don't know, I am my very first job was at a public library inside a high school. And so I had the opportunity to be in that environment and also be in my personal high school. And in my high school, college was being pushed like you said, the natural next step. And for me, I was doing like you had to go to college. And yeah, but one thing that I did say that I realized a lot was that for the other high school, so the other high school that I worked in the library inside, they had a reputation for not being the best high school. Sort of like the students weren't trying hard enough or something like that. That's their reputation. That's not my words. I mean, those are my words, but that's just the reputation that they had. And something that I did realize was that they weren't getting pushed in towards college the way that students in my school were getting pushed towards college. So if they were getting pushed towards college, they were getting pushed towards like community college, but a lot of them were getting pushed towards like maybe learning a trade or getting like an associate's degree or just getting a job. And I get the impression that the reason they were doing that was because they were thinking that maybe they weren't good for college. I'm not quite sure, but that's something that I did realize a lot where in my school, they were just like, y'all need to go to college. And then in the other school where I worked, they were just like, maybe you can go to community college. Maybe you can get like an associate. Maybe you can like learn a trade or something. Yeah, but that was what was happening.
Yeah, I mean that's very interesting to just see how, depending on where you schooled, the idea of college may have been talked about. For me, I did end up going to a private school, and it was again the natural next step. You went to a trade school as well, natural next step, and you're saying for these other kids, it didn't seem like that was, something that they were preparing them for. If anything, they were preparing them for trade schools and community college, which aren't bad at all, but it's also
Yeah.
the idea that you want to give everyone a fair, shot. You want to give them the information needed to make the decision on their own. I think
Yeah.
that's very important,
Yeah.
in general. And whatever it is they choose to do is what they choose to do, but at least have give them that information to make the choice. So, going back to the topic, Nerissa, how did you decide, to go to college?
So when I started my college, like I think I really like by sophomore year of high school, I knew that I wanted to go to Emerson College. And the reason I wanted to go to Emerson College was because, again, for like thousands of fans, if you don't know, I do love writing and I wanted to be a writer. I still want to be an author, like a published author. So I was super into Emerson College. And the reason why was because I'm pretty sure, unless you don't have Netflix, I don't know, unless you've like never watched TV, you do know what the TV show Friends is. And I remember I was so obsessed with Friends, and then I found out that this guy, Kevin Bright, he actually produced Friends, and I was just like, whoa, what the fuck? And the reason I was just like, whoa, what the fuck, is because Kevin Bright went to Emerson. And so I started doing research on Emerson, and I found out that they had like a bitchin' ass like writing program. I was just like, I have to go here. But I applied, got in, couldn't afford it, so ended up in at Philadelphia University where I studied fashion design. But yeah, how'd you end up at your college?
Mine is a very long story, but long story short, I chose my college specifically because one, it was cheaper. It was the cheapest option of all the colleges I looked at.
Yeah.
Two, they had a program that I really, really want, and at the time was going, they actually had not established a program yet, so I had to wait a semester before actually getting to the program of my choice. But they brought it up to me the minute I got there, and they were like, "Oh my goodness." We, you know, it was actually very funny because when I was speaking in the, to the someone in the business department, they were like, "Oh my goodness, we have this program." And then I go to the administrative, you know, part for the school, and they're just like, "What is that?" Because they didn't have it at first. But anyways, so they talked it up, you know, talked about this program, and I was sold. And they had also talked about, you know, a partnership with a study abroad program. That would occur in my junior year if I wanted to do it. And I was sold, sold, sold. I love to travel. So that was a great opportunity for me to do that. And that's why I chose that cheap school, had everything that I wanted in terms of like study abroad, in terms of degree that I wanted to get. And yeah, it was, and also it was, you know, I actually liked the campus. Turns out it's an arboretum. So when you walk in, you feel very, almost kind of homey. I love to feel homey in where whatever space I'm at, whether it's my apartment, my school, my whatever. I want to feel homey at that space. So yeah, that's how I ended up choosing, you know, the college that I ended up going to. That's a short version of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a long ass version, but I think it's very smart. I'll give you that you pick your college based on the cheapest. Bro, I legit wish I would have done that. I mean, I did do that in the sense because Philly U was the cheaper option compared to Emerson, but it still wasn't cheap. So I'm just like, damn. If I could go back and just be like, what's like the cheapest one and the one that has everything that you need? And yeah, and that's one thing that I've realized as we got older is that unless you're honestly going to an Ivy League school, like the whatever school you go to doesn't really matter. It carries just as much weight as any other school when you're going to go look for a job. I would say if anything, experiences is what matters the most. But one thing that I realized too late after I got my loans is that yeah, those names aren't really nothing. They're just like, nah, it's not it.
And to quickly add, you know, some people do get full rides. So if you got a full ride, baby, go right ahead.
Yep. Go to that school that gives you the full ride.
Absolutely. But Narissa, you, I mean, well, you did what you wanted to do in college, right? I mean, you still have an interest in fashion and sewing. So why would you say your degree wasn't worth it?
Okay, so the main reason I say that my degree wasn't worth it was the price I paid for it is because all the skills that I currently use, I learned in high school. Because, as it turns out, I went to a technical high school. And what that means is that we learned trades alongside our academics. So we had fashion design, we had culinary, we had music, we had all these trades that we learned full times alongside math, English, and whatever else. So so 90% of what I do now, I learned in high school. I would say the only thing I learned in college that I use now is Adobe Photoshop. And that definitely isn't worth me crying every time I have to transfer money from my checking account to the Great Lakes to the Great Lakes people because I owe them a shit ton of money.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but don't you think you'll be able to use those skills later that you learned in college, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, but college wasn't sold to me as, you know, go to college at all costs and then maybe you use those skills later. You know, college was sold as go to college at all costs, and at the end of it, you're guaranteed a job that will put you like on track to being at the top of your industry, which is fun. It's like it's a lie. It's like it's just a lie, and we can dive into why it's a lie later on. But that's not what college is. You go to college and none of those things are guaranteed. But as a high schooler, that's what they teach us. And that's why we're so gung-ho on going to college, which again, college itself, it's not a bad thing. But going to college at all costs, all and any cost, and it does end up costing people a lot more than they thought it would, for me, is just like not it. And also, just from an investing point of view, I'm not going to invest like $50,000 plus for a baby. Bruh, I do the stock market. I know it's risky, but at the stock market, I know I'm getting some sort of return, even if it takes me 10, 20 years. We have people who've been out of school for like 10, 20 years, and their loans is just looking at them. It's not going anywhere. So that maybe doesn't sound like a good idea to me. Like, I don't care if I'll use the skills later. It just wasn't worth it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely, give you that, to basically say that, well, okay, do all these things, get into this amount of debt, and maybe you may get something at the end of it. It's not exactly anything that anybody really, really wants to do. But like you said, that's not how they sell it to you. They don't sell you
No.
the reality. They sell you the dream of like, oh my goodness, go to college, get a job, boom, 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 everything is gonna be great.
Yeah, and I
I
feel
get
like,
it. I get it.
yeah, and I think what need I just in general, I think there just need to be a lot more transparency because, yeah, we get this statistic like, I know my college, they're just like 80% of our students get jobs in their industry. Yeah, but it's like you're starting out like maybe making like $10 an hour. That's not anything that anyone is going to willingly spend $100,000 plus to making $10 an hour once you graduate. And I understand that there's upward mobility and you can move forward, but the point is that when, especially if you get private loans, bruh, the interest by the time you get to that point, it's going to be so tough to get out of that debt. So there just needs to be the whole transparency in, you know, in the whole process. And like I'm gonna keep saying, because it sounds like I'm anti-college, I'm not anti-higher education or nothing. You know, I'm all for furthering your education. I personally take online classes, and there's some great website like, you know, Creative Life, Coursera, where you can take classes in things that you're interested in that cost you like a couple of bucks, maybe like $20, $30 at the most. So because I have so many interests, that's something that I do. But I wouldn't go right now and say, let me go to college for this interest. Like I had an interest in fashion. That's what I call it. It's just an interest. But for me to go put myself in debt for that, it just right now, it made no type of sense.
Yeah, no, I definitely do agree with you from that perspective. Of course, you talked about hindsight, and the reality is, yeah, hindsight is really 2020. You did not know this,
No.
when you were going into these programs. I didn't know that when I was going to my own program and all that stuff. But I will say though, for me, I did try to make sure that I didn't come out with a lot of loans specifically. I did different things like besides working, which let's be clear, I worked to be able to like take care of a few things for myself. I am very independent, and I think anybody that knows me knows that. So from college, I was working so I can buy my own things. But another thing that I did was become an RA. I recall my freshman year, I was recommended for the RA position, and I went ahead, looked into it, And basically, I'd be getting free room and board, which is pretty cool, and also get a little stipend every single month. So I was just like, yeah, yes, let's go ahead and do that, you know, so that I don't have to pay, you know, for that room and board. And then another thing that I did my sophomore year, I went to the financial aid office to ask them, you know, where can I track my student loans? I know that, you know, my mother is signing these documents for these loans and all these things to help me come to this school. Where can I track that? And I asked that my sophomore year. And it's actually very interesting to me because no one really told me to do that. But I just remember thinking to myself, I'd like to know that way when the next year comes and we're, you know, taking out this financial aid and taking out these loans and all this stuff, I want to know what's important to take and what's not important to take. But I did not realize at the time that that's not something a lot of people do or think about at that stage. Personally, I just want to make sure that I'm not screwing myself over. So I wanted to fully understand, and the financial aid lady gave me the information for the Great Lakes. So starting from sophomore year and going forward, I was tracking, you know, how much, you know, I had in loans. So when I left college, I wasn't shocked, you know, when I saw my student loans, to be quite honest with you, I wasn't shocked. So yeah. And also another thing that I did, oh my goodness, that literally made my college 15 times worth it. Was traveling, was a study abroad that I did the summer of 2016, which was also an amazing time to travel. I learned so much. So yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I know that was like a gold mine for you. You got to travel to a bunch of countries in the summer of 2016, and that just so happens to be like the time where the demon that is now gone was trying to be president. So,
that was a very interesting time to travel because you got to see what other people in other countries thought about the elections in the U.S.
Yeah.
It was honestly kind of like embarrassing to be someone from the U.S. at the time. I'm not going to even lie. It was because everybody was clowning us. I mean, they clowned us well after, but yeah, they definitely clowned us during that time, especially when it came to, you know, our prior president. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet this is one of those times where if you still had your Cameroon passport, you would have just been like,
Cameroonian.
Yeah. Cameroonian, 100%. Not American. Nope.
Not American. And there's so much. I will always recall this one time when we got to Germany, the hostility. My goodness. The guy was like, what are you guys doing here? What are you Americans doing here? But anyways, yeah, it was an interesting time to travel to see the list.
But yeah, that's definitely good that you got to travel. And I know, especially to as many places that you got to travel to, that's just not the typical, you know, study abroad like most students. That was actually a really good program. But for me, I also had that, I had the option to travel abroad and study abroad. But I turned it down simply because, like, traveling is not all that to me. Like, I know if someone says that, that's basically just like blasphemy for you. But I'm just like, eh.
I don't know how people cannot like traveling. I can go in depth on this for hours, but I wouldn't. I just don't get how people cannot. And bear in mind, I'm not saying that find money from like this magical air or whatever. I understand that people do have financial struggles and things like that. So please, before anybody come for me talking about some, don't you know some people just don't have money to travel? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who are able to, you know, and I think sometimes some people just don't even think it's a possibility. But the reality is, especially for Americans, as a Cameroonian, I cannot travel the way I've traveled as an American, period. When I came to the United States of America, you bet your ass I'm going to do all the things I cannot do if I was in Cameroon. You bet your ass I'm going to travel and I'm going to make use of that passport that allows me to get to almost anywhere. Come on now. But yeah.
Okay, well, I can hear that passion for traveling. Let me be clear. It's not that I don't like traveling. I just don't care for it that much. But I will say you're right though. A lot of people, that I know, some a few people that don't think traveling is an option for them. They think it's just like luxury. But I remember one time when we're getting a, I don't, I think we were going to China, and the ticket was only like $500. Now,
girl,
I know
let
some people be
to
like,
clarify. Hold on. To clarify, it wasn't 500. My sister actually helped me, thank God, because I'm not a planner at all. My sister helps me plan most of my trips, so thank you for that. But I just recall when I was just like, I want to go here. Can you find out the flight, you know, the flight amounts and things like that? And you found me really good deals, and I ended up paying $400 for the whole thing to go there and come back. I was very shocked.
Yeah, and I know some people just, some, we're going to go back to college in a second, but I know when it comes to like just the whole traveling thing, some people just think because you're getting on a plane, it's going to be mad expensive. But just look into it. It doesn't hurt to look into it. But I'm not one of those people, because I don't, money isn't the issue for me. My thing is that I just, traveling is not that big of a deal to me. Like, yeah, it's just not.
Okay. Narissa, I hear what you're saying, right? But when we've taken our family vacations 2-3 years ago, right? Most the last one we took was to Spain. Didn't you like that?
Yeah, no, I like travel. I love Spain. Spain was gorgeous. But let me just say this. Okay, traveling to me personally is like going over to someone's house and then they have cake. I will eat the cake. I will enjoy the cake. But then when I come back home, I don't want to buy cake. I don't want to like, I don't crave the cake. I don't really care for it. Traveling is something that I do when the option presents itself, but I'm not going to seek it out.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but like, I personally love traveling.
Yeah.
You know, if the pandemic wasn't a thing, I've already talked about this before. I would be, you know, and I would have traveled by now, you know, gone to a couple of places and all that stuff. But then again, that's just me. That's the one thing I splurge on specifically.
Okay. So that's good for you. You like, you have that passion for experiencing like new cultures and food. Yeah, that's not me. For me,
especially the food. I love it. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's cool. I said, for me to actually like actively book a trip to some place, it has to have something that I can't find around me. So I remember when we're still like naive and we thought the pandemic was gonna be done by now, and I wanted us to go to Iceland because I wanted to go see the Northern Lights. But yeah, that's like something that I can't find here in the States unless I go to Alaska, and I'm not going to fucking Alaska. No hate against Alaska, I'm just not going there. But I just wanted to go see the Northern Lights. So that's something that I would do. If there's something that I cannot see in my hometown or like around me, then I would travel to that place. But for me, I used to get my thrills from like doing random things around me, maybe like hiking or like taking random classes. Like, have you ever taken the class that like teaches you how to like solder?
No, I have no idea what that is.
So basically, if you're doing soldering, it's basically like welding, where you get to fuse metals together. And I thought that was super fun. So I took a class. I took it a few times. I enjoyed it. I got to burn myself. That was fun. Now, see, I wouldn't do it again, but it was fun. So that's something that I like to do. So what that relates back to college is that I wouldn't go to college to study abroad because I'm already studying in the United States. And unless they can guarantee me that I'm going to be having a new experience, like maybe diving into a waterfall, I'm not going to travel to read the same books that I'm reading here. That's just not, no, I wouldn't do that. Like, I don't want to study fashion in Milan. Like, no, thank you.
So, wow, that's actually very interesting, because I feel like a lot of people would have jumped at that chance. And like you pointed out, you know, my study abroad experience was quite unique and different in the sense that I didn't just go to one country and study there. I ended up going to multiple countries and learned different, you know, different subjects in
yeah.
the country. And the cool thing about my experience is that we were able to basically pull from real life, you know, issues going on in that country to fit into whatever it is we're studying, which yeah. was really, really cool. And it just helped me understand the historical events excuse me, that were going on in those countries at that time, and being it, I mean, personally, it beats being in the class and learning about it from the news versus actually being there when it happened.
Yeah.
For example, yeah. When Brexit happened, I was literally in London the day right after Brexit happened. So getting to see firsthand what that looks like for the people there, it's just unmatched versus here, you know, hearing it in my classroom. So yeah, you know, I definitely see what you're saying about, you know, going to one place and not you know, just studying in one place and how that didn't really, you know, connect with you and all that stuff. So traveling options weren't for you. You know, we've established that. But nothing else? Major education worth it? I'm just curious.
No, I would say everything in my education that was worth it was 20%. Just like maybe it's not even up to 20%. I'm not gonna lie. Even my friends, like, bro, I make friends for free. So for me to count them as a reason why college was worth it doesn't just make any kind of sense to me, because I'm not about to pay a lot of money to make friends. That's just not, that's not smart. That's stupid. So I'm just gonna say, yeah, no, it's just, there was nothing that was worth it for me.
Wow. Okay. You know what though? What you just said right there is very funny and interesting to me, because that is one thing a lot of people would say, well, at least I made friends, and you're saying that ain't all that.
It's really not, yeah,
because they want the loans you're getting from it, ma'am.
Yeah,
that's actually very funny. It's a very funny way, very interesting way rather, to look at the whole situation, because I think some people try to, like, you know, look glass half full and just look at the positives.
I would say
it's not worth the debt.
It's really not. That's basically just like seeing a pile of shit and trying to put gold on it. It makes no sense, because I don't know about you, but every friend that I made for free. You know?
Right.
Yeah. So people, when people say, at least I got to make some good friends, I'm just like, that's not it. Just try again. Try something else. But yeah.
No. Right.
Yeah. And again, I just want to clarify, throughout this whole thing, I'm not blaming anyone for my choices to go to college. I'm not blaming my, you know, high school or whatever for not, you know, for the choice that I made to go to college. I did make a choice to go to college. And I'm just going to put a sidestep here and say that, you know, don't blame people for your actions. Just own up to everything that you did.
Or rather take accountability for...
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, and, you know, I made the decision to go to a four-year private college. And, you know, I made the decision to take out loans. That's something that you were more diligent with than I was. But I did make all those decisions, and no one forced me to, like, go to college, even though that was the path that was pushed in front of me, you know? And even though, and again, with hindsight, I believe that there were better ways that I could have gone about it. You know, I did go to a trade school, so that was a benefit that I had, that I already knew a trade. And I want that in the future, what schools should try to do is to give to all students equal amount of options, you know? So put the option to go to a four-year college, put the option to go to a community college, a state college, all those things, maybe even to get, like, go to a program where they will train you and you can get a certificate. Put all those options, because I personally believe that I would have benefited from going through one of those programs where I get a certificate, because again, I was already doing something that I was interested in high school. So for a student like me, I already sort of knew what I wanted to do. So, but I won't fault anyone, you know, for pushing me towards, for me going to college, simply because, you know, I believe that my counselors were working with the best that they knew how to. I believe that they truly believe that college was the way to go. And honestly, this whole college student loans things existed before I went to college. It's probably going to keep existing after I'm, you know, way after I'm dead and I'm warm food. And while I'm upset that I didn't take out my loans, and, you know, I do plan on paying out my loans with or without the help from the government. Now, I will continue to bitch every step of the way as I go to pay off my loans. But then when I'm done, I'm probably going to stop bitching and then probably make like a music video.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, so like when I'm done, I'm about to make a music video. You probably know the P Square song, like that says Bank Alert, right?
Girl, I love all things P Square.
Yeah, except my bank, when I make the song, my bank alert is going to be trending towards zero. Because I will have like nothing left, like dead ass. What I picture for myself when I'm hitting that final payment is to have like a dollar left once I hit that final payment. I just want a dollar left in my checking account. Because once I hit that final payment, I will have a dollar to my name, not counting my investment, but I will have a dollar and that dollar will be mine. Like no one else is taking that dollar from me. Like no one. That will be my dollar. That's what I want.
Okay. Okay. Those are inspiring words, you know? Hopefully they have inspiring actions to them. I actually do know that, you know, you are working very hard to pay off this loan. So while I can joke, I know that you are very serious about that and I commend you for that. And yeah, no, keep it going because I'm over here kind of chilling. And yo, my sister has actually called me out. She's like, girl, I know you ain't got that much left. Why don't you just pay it up? And I'm like, dang, why are my business like that? But she is correct. You know, she is right. You know, I really do need to, you know, bury my head in the sand for a little bit, pay off the student loans, you know, and just get it over with. You know, I that is very, very true. You're right. I definitely will work on that. Definitely. Especially after this episode.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Again, I keep saying it. If I had your loans, man, woof, I would have just like knocked it out like a year or something. But you know, that's neither here nor there. And just about the whole student loan things, I'll be honest, I don't know how to fix it. You know, the only thing I can ever suggest is like getting colleges to lower the prices. But like I said before, a recommendation I would have is that starting at like the middle school and at high school level, just provide all students, regardless of their socioeconomic status, provide them with the same resources. So, you know, they can make as informed decision as they can possibly make. Because one thing that I did was that I believed that I was making an informed decision. And I did make an informed decision based on the information that I had. Mm-hmm. So provide that resource so that students and the parents get to make that same decision. And, you know, I would, if it's my school, let's say I run a school, I would provide community college, you know, state colleges, private colleges, even going on and learning a trade, an apprenticeship, just as options that students have. So we're not going to say like, oh, one is better than the other. And I know there are parents out there who are just like, well, you know, my student or my child or Narissa, be realistic, they might make the wrong choice. Well, the alternative is that right now we're letting like 17-year-old kids and their parents go into like $50,000 in debt for a career that most of them will not even like enjoy. Yeah. Because they're forced to pick it when they're fucking 17. So that's the alternative of what we're doing. So I can only say that providing the students with as much resources as possible can only help.
That's interesting. I mean, just to give a quick comment, personally, it is a very, very complicated subject, to be quite honest. Just because, you know, people do make different choices. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, while you're talking about the counselors and all that, I will say another factor is that generally the idea, especially for Black families, and I can also say for African families, because we are from Africa, is, you know, when you do have the opportunity to go to college, specifically college, mm-hmm. you know, they want you to do that. They want their kids to have an education because that's not always been there in terms of like, you know, our parents and our parents' parents and things like that. So it's almost a sense of pride. So while there is the aspect of, you know, the counselors maybe not having enough information to provide to the student, depending on what kind of school you go to, there's also the pressure from the parents and, you know, your family to continue your education just to have that pride and say, my kid went to college, you know, and to, you know, to, yeah, just to have that in the family name and say that my kids are educated or that we have someone who's educated, you know, in the family. So yeah, mm-hmm. I really, that's another factor that, you know, we also have to think about. But I do agree with you that providing family members and their kids with all the options that they are, you know, especially if somebody has found something that they do like to do, like, for example, you like fashion or someone else could like culinary. There are a lot of different skills that you can try to learn. And if somebody has identified that, pushing them through towards like a trade school or something like that, giving them all of their options, helping them understand exactly what it looks like in terms of the financial part of it, and then yeah. having them, you know, make the decision from there. I think that it is a wonderful idea. But like you also mentioned earlier, unfortunately, we are divided when it comes to, you know, the socioeconomic aspect of things. And yeah. when it comes to, you know, the counselors maybe honestly thinking that they're providing the students with the best options based off what they know of the students' financial situation and things like that. So yeah. it is a very complicated thing, you know. And yeah, I do hope that someday, you know, it will be better for our kids and people that are coming after us. As of right now, it is not looking like that because that debt, that huge debt number just keeps going up and up and up and up. So yeah, you know, maybe someday we will have a solution to this. But yeah, as of now, you know, I just, you know, hope that, I don't even know, man. I don't know, because I don't even want to talk about student loan debt during a pandemic. But like, no. you know, there is the hope that the government is going to come through and try to help people. And they have made proposals. However, the current administration is not willing to fully, you know, support all of those proposals. Yeah. But they are willing to, I believe it's like 10K, something along those lines. But yeah, I don't know exactly. So I'm just watching to see what the development on that is. But I do hope that there is like a certain amount of relief past the freezing or suspending, you know, the payments right now and the interest rate. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. And I just want to say, though, even though we're waiting on the government, if you have your loans, you better start thinking about how to pay them. Don't wait on the government. Just don't. I feel like we're gonna, besides the relief, we're gonna get disappointed. If anyone is out there waiting for the government to like just like kick out that $10,000, I think there's going to be a lot of disappointment in that person's future. So I would say mm-hmm. go ahead and create your plan as if it's not happening, because it has not yet happened. For the people, if you're listening to this and you're like not at college yet, maybe you're looking to go into college and you've identified that that's what you want to do, I would say this is one of those situations where family should take responsibility for how they're going to pay for their kids' college. And instead of waiting for maybe the government to do something, just identify for yourself that, okay, you want to go to a four-year college, you don't want to take up more than $15,000 in loan. And we're going to work within those perimeters and do everything possible to make sure that that's what happened. So I think this is one of those things where we're just going to have to take personal responsibilities and either figure out how we're going to pay for colleges or figure out how we're going to pay our loans.
So Narissa, while I think that what you're saying makes some sense, I will also point out the fact that we are living in the United States of America, where people... basically, if you tell an American to do something, the likelihood that they're going to go right when you tell them right, it's not.
Oh, that's the fucking problem.
They're going to go left. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even we're literally in a pandemic where people are dying and they're saying wear a mask and people are thinking that they're trying to say, give up your freedom. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying, girl. I hear it. I just don't think.
Okay, there's the, okay.
You know, things like that. And also, I think that some people look at that as being very restrictive, you know, and saying that, well, you're not giving students the chance to experience other, you know, colleges that could be out of their financial brackets or their income brackets, rather. So, yeah, I feel like there are a lot of things that people could come up with. I understand the point you're coming from, but there's also the reality of the fact that we do live in the United States of America. In Cameroon, maybe. Maybe people will listen.
I'm going to say, if you want to, if you're listening to this and you do want to go to a college that's going to leave you $200,000 in debt with your undergraduate, that's literally the dumbest idea ever. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it because it's an undergraduate degree. Don't do that. So they might say, oh, but it's this college. Unless it's an Ivy League, it's just not it. It's just not worth it. And again, I don't know your personal situation, so don't take my word as gospel, please. But I will say this, though. You're right that this is the state. And someone might say, but. But also the thing is, the reason why this is a crisis is because, you know, we've done what the upcoming people are probably going to do, is that they're going to take loans, but it's not working, you know. It's just not working because most people, I'm fortunate that I'm in a situation where my loans aren't scaring me. I can actually see, I've created a plan and I can pay it off. That's fortunate for me. But I know so many of my peers are not in the same situation. So right. if I'm saying, you know, figure out a way that you want to go to college without it costing you your future, because that's basically what's going to happen. Because I have friends who have private loans and every one of their paycheck has to go towards private loans. Just do it. Just figure out a way where it's, I mean, I know I'm like telling you to look for sand in like a sandy like water or whatever, but bruh, do something. Just figure it out. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
and I know, you know, and I know that people are gonna say, you know, on average, people with degrees make about like $800 more per week than people who only have a high school diploma.
Is that a fact, though, or is that just, like, you know, a thing that people think?
Yeah, so that's actually a fact. So according to study.com, people in 2019 with master's degree made about $1,500 a week, while people with a high school diploma make about $750 a week. And, you know, that is a lot. That's a big difference. But you also need to consider that people with master's degrees also have a significant amount of more debt than those with high school diploma. You know, according to nerdwallet.com, on average, student loans for graduate programs are like $71,000, and that's not even including undergrad loans. And and that $71,000 was in 2016, so you know that number is only about to go up.
Wow. Yeah, no, that is something to definitely consider. I mean, when you think about the student loan crisis, right, we've covered this a while back when we were talking about elections. The total student loan debt, y'all, again, just a reminder, $1.56 trillion.
With a T.
Trillion. With a T, man. Not millions, not billions, but a trillion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the total U.S. borrowed student loan debt, that's, you know, 44.7 million people, and the average student loan debt is $32,731. That's somebody's literal like yearly salary right there.
Exactly.
Not even most people. That's some people's yearly salary, and that's very low. Like, that's I don't even.
Yeah, yeah, and I just want to point out that that statistics that that talks about the average student loan debt is kind of not, it's not 100% accurate, simply because it doesn't cover the loans that parents took out on behalf of their children. So Parent Plus loans are these loans that parents would take out to fund their kids' education. And the statistics that talks about the student loans debt doesn't cover that. So that $1.5 trillion and that $32,000 for the average student loan debt doesn't even begin to cover what the parents have to, you know, carry their own financial burden. And if you add like just the parent plus loan, that's a whole other issue. Because most parents take out about $40,000 for their students' education. So $40,000 plus $32,000, that tells you that the average family is probably spending somewhere around, what math is that? Four,
That's funny.
like seven, 70 something?
Yeah.
70 something thousand dollars. And that's average. People are actually taking out more, so you know, whatever.
Wow. Yeah, I recall, when I left college, I had to pay like a loan that my mom took out of my name. So it's interesting to see that, that isn't part of this whole number.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, actually.
Yeah.
But Nerissa, I will push back a little bit, right? And say that people with master's degree, they usually have more opportunities though than those with only high school diplomas, at least from what we've seen. And those with high school diplomas usually stop because of their socioeconomic level, not necessarily by choice. And so when you think about, professions like doctors and things like that, those still require degrees like lawyers,
I definitely agree with you, and I'm not advocating stopping your education at high school just because for shits and giggles. And I also say like, yeah, there are certain career fields that do require a degree. Like, I don't care how good my therapist is. If I found out that she didn't have the legit, like the accurate qualifications, I'll probably report her. But yeah, certain degrees, certain fields do require degrees, but those are mostly in like the STEMs, like the STEM field. Okay, and again, you can get your degree in whatever you're interested in. That's not my issue. Like I've said many times before, I am not against higher education. You know, if you can further your education, you can go right ahead. But when it comes to just like the once you're done with those 4 years or 6 years or however long it takes you to get what you're trying to get, which for most people is 4 years, you want to be able to, well, at least I want to be able to look back and know that this particular chunk of time is going to have a positive impact on my future. And right now, because I'm in debt, I don't see that really happening. Just because that 4 years is taken away from like all my finances right now. So that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. I mean I do understand from your perspective. I do get that.
Yeah.
I don't have any arguments against that because that is your literal experience right now. If we're speaking of hypotheticals, I may have a few arguments, but because you're speaking from literally what you're going through right now, because of what you the decision you made in terms of the college you went to and how much you ended up having in student loan debt. So I definitely understand from that perspective.
Yeah. And I'm just gonna say for me, just college wasn't just for me, and for my degree, it just wasn't worth it. And I know people might be thinking, oh, you know, Narissa, maybe if you didn't go to college, you might not be thinking this way, blah blah blah. You might not have, maybe you not, might not have your business. To which I'm going to reply, you know, I started sewing in high school. I started doing bits and pieces of what I'm doing right now in high school. You know, in high school, I was living at home. I'm doing that right now. So it's not really like I needed to. That's oversimplifying it. But my point is that I don't believe that I needed to go through and spend that much money that I didn't have to be where I'm at right now. I think it would have happened one way or the other just because of my personality and just, you know, the kind of person that I am.
Okay. So let's play into the whole the kind of person you are, right? I mean, you said that you don't believe that if you never went to college, you wouldn't be here.
Yes.
So you do believe that based on who you are, your foundational, your character and all of that stuff and whatever motivates you, based on that itself, you would still find the path to where you are right now in terms of your business and doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I think I would still find a path to being sort of what I consider successful and just content and happy with where I am, because I'm there, you know, that changes all the time. There was a time where I thought I was going to be super happy living in New York and working that job, working the amazing job in New
I
York.
Remember that time.
Exactly.
And then the pandemic just changed everything. My G.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that maybe I'd have been in this exact situation, but I do know that I'm a driven person, and I'm not a person who settles for just anything. So I do believe that I would have found my way to a situation where I would have been happily working towards what I wanted, which is exactly what I'm doing now.
Okay. All right. I get that. I mean, and I would also say, like, you know, everyone, like, by all means, strive for your goals. Strive to get, you know, done with what it is that you put your mind toward. And whatever it is you're trying to, you know, get to in the future, like, do that by all means. Like, don't let anything stop you. I mean, I know that just sounds fluffy and all that, but most of the time people need motivation, right? And that's exactly what they want to hear. Someone tell them that they can do it. So you can do it. Go ahead and do it.
You can do whatever you want to do, but, you know, don't do anything crazy because there are consequences. So,
yeah. You know, I definitely do agree with you, Narissa. You know, there are consequences to your actions, good and bad, actually. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, with that, this is basically the end of the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. We look forward to hearing from, honestly, anybody who's willing to share their thoughts with us on any of our episodes. Or, you know, if you have any questions, please feel free to, you know, let us know. And just one thing, again, you know, my sister reiterated this multiple times that, you know, we're not against college. No. She's not against college. It's just that her specific experience was one that left her feeling like this wasn't worth it, mm-hmm. especially when she puts into perspective the amount of student loans she has to pay back. I, on the other hand, had a different experience. However, even with that experience, I'm well aware that not everybody leaves college feeling like I felt. And also, not everybody leaves college with the amount of loans that I have. You know, I feel a little bit fortunate to not have a lot in loans. I have a lot of friends who have a lot of loans. So I really do think that it is worth, like my sister talked about earlier, people being more informed about their choices of furthering their education, whether it goes down to going to community college, whether it has to do with, you know, going even to a four-year college, but making a wise decision in terms of, you know, the financial aspect of it,
yeah.
or going to a trade school. Like, there's so many options out there, and it's worth people taking a closer look. And most importantly, having that information in front of them, you know, and just, you know, trying to make the best decision off of that. But, you know, regardless... the hope is that, you know, you grow up, you do what it is that you love to do without any restraints or restrictions. Again, that is a fairy tale land, I know. But at the same time, as we grow older, we're all just trying to find a path where, you know, we feel like we fit in this world and we also love, you know. So, yeah, I mean, with that said, I hope you guys have a wonderful time. You know, have a wonderful February, end of February, or whenever it is you listen to this. And yeah, have a great evening, y'all. Bye.
Bye.